Hello and welcome to the ATG Super Show podcast, our weekly format where we just discuss all things gaming and not gaming, as it turns out, just stuff really. On my right, I have Stefan, Social Steph.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Fresh.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear. If you said I'm not doing good, I'd kick you out.
Yeah. All right. See you later, guys. Bye-bye.
Ruthless. On my left, Sam from 101 Facts again.
I'm here again. I can't not be in front of this black microphone.
Backed by popular demand.
Talking right into it.
Wow. Huh?
Backed by popular demand.
Well, people said I was rocking a dope chin strap last time, so they just want to see it again.
There was at least one person that commented saying, "Oh, I'd like to see that Sam again," and I think it was you, Sam.
Thanks, Mum.
Sam, before we get into it, what can we expect coming up on 101
Facts?
Oh,
goodness me. Well, actually, we've just done Avengers Infinity War.
Oh, okay.
Which people have complained we've spoilt. It's been out for a year.
Wow, okay.
You should have seen it already.
Wow. Yeah. In my friendship group and in my Facebook Messenger friends group, we have a 4-day cutoff for spoilers.
If you haven't seen it within four days,
then you're allowed to spoil it.
Yeah.
When I was at university, maybe showing my age a bit here, but the new Matrix films were coming out, and at the university, there was a meeting, like a town hall, right, with all the students and the teachers and everything, an assembly, if you will.
Yeah.
And the heads of staff basically said, because everyone's, you're there, you're studying films, everyone's like into movies.
Yeah, of course.
Right? They said, right, we are instituting the Matrix rule, where you cannot talk about this film or any big film for 2 weeks.
Ooh, that's quite good, though.
To give people enough time to kind of talk. But yeah, I think because our lecturers were grumpy fucks, and they just if they had to like walk past us and we said, "Oh, Neo," you know, they were like, "Oh, fucking
hell." Yeah.
So anyway, yeah.
Well, yeah, no, I think the whole spoilers thing is quite, especially in this day and age, is really difficult. Like, for example, like with Game of Thrones,
yeah,
that's just come back. I'm obviously not going to say anything about it because I've already watched it, but the I woke up early today to watch it because I can't wait until. Because
you don't want anything spoiled.
Our jobs are on the internet, right?
Yeah.
So you can't avoid
them. You've had some major spoilers on your channel, haven't you?
Oh yeah, I remember. Yeah, yeah. When
do you want to explain how you got those spoilers?
Yeah. So someone thought it'd be hilarious to put okay. This is a spoiler, sure, and it's a spoiler for something we're going to talk about, so they should know it by now.
Yeah.
But in The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Mr. Han Solo unfortunately meets his end, and I remember.
What?
I know, but I remember the week before it came out, people were spamming the comment section with that. So that's how I found out.
Oh god!
Like before it even came out. So I saw it opening day, but I still didn't know.
But then, did you not at one point think, "Oh, these guys are just kind of trolling me"?
No, because it was too many.
Was in your comment section.
In my comment section. Sounds like a euphemism, but right in my comment section they were.
It's a dark and dingy place.
Yeah, it's horrible. I had to just censor loads of words. I mean, in the build-up to Endgame, I'm not going to go anywhere near the comment section.
But you could put like keywords like "don't show."
Yeah, I know, but
Ant-Man, Thanos, anus.
Well, this is the thing working on social media is trying to find trending topics to discuss on YouTube.
Yeah, you get a lot of
gaming.
Shit spoiled for you. Yeah,
yeah, you just have to avoid it. And I haven't set it up on my laptop yet, but I know Jamie. He fills out something like an app.
Oh,
on
his
Mac.
Yeah.
That just blocks all keywordy content.
Yeah. When Red Dead Redemption 2 was releasing, because he was like, "Oh my God, there's all these leaks coming out of Russia."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Nah."
Blaming the Russians.
Blame the Russians.
Yeah.
He's like blacklisting everything. Like any words, like Dutch, Arthur Morgan. Although he'd like.
Blocked a whole country there just with the word Dutch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he's not learning about the Gouda that day.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's unfortunate.
It's an unfortunate culture we live in for that kind of thing, I guess. But
what gaming video should people go over to your website?
Oh my goodness me! What gaming video? Well, it's funny you should talk about Red Dead because we have done a Red Dead vid. We've also done Kingdom Hearts, which, I mean, this is a very open and free discussion.
Yeah.
You know, I have a love hate relationship with Game of Thrones with Kingdom Hearts.
Hey, we're a progressive channel.
Hey,
we can talk about these things.
In that I really liked the gameplay when I was younger, but I absolutely despise the story. I hate it.
The story doesn't make much sense.
Yeah, and Chris, our editor, loves Kingdom Hearts, but also hates the story as well.
Yeah.
So I think we were a little bit too sassy in that video. And people got angry.
Okay, so if you want to see some sassy facts, 101 of them, head on over to 101 Facts and check it out. We'll
Kingdom Hearts.
A card up in the corner.
Yeah, it's up
for
there.
You.
Go on, do it.
Go on, probably check it out somewhere. All right, cool. Well, guys, before we launch into kind of like if we've been playing any games this weekend, etc., which I'm sure we have, I'm just going to mention that main news item for today, the thing on the agenda, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. And it's a bit of a different one this week, because we're just going to be talking about Star Wars.
Yeah.
So if you don't like Star Wars...
My favorite subject. Yeah. He's wearing the hoodie.
Oh, you even wore a Star Wars jumper
as well.
Damn
people
it.
Listening on podcast, I'm wearing a Star Wars hoodie with the OGs themselves, C-3PO and R2-D2.
I'm wearing a Mandalorian thong, but no one can see that.
Mandalorian thong.
Maybe you should describe it.
Please don't. Oh, my God. It'd be like sweaty.
Describe chafing.
Chafing.
That's the only thing I would say, but mainly the chafe.
That is disgusting.
Yeah.
I am now thoroughly disgusted.
There you
I
go.
Need to wash my mouth out because it's got a weird
What are you
taste.
Washing your mouth out with, Chris?
It's the cheeky Vimto Still.
Very nice.
Vimto Still remix, the watermelon version.
Remix. Listen, watermelon, strawberry, peach
combo
in 15 calories for this whole thing.
You get that, Spawn Boy.
In stores now. I'm drinking it because it's tasty as fuck.
Yeah, it's good.
Anyway.
it's a good drink.
Sure.
Right, so what have you guys been playing? Sam, let's start with you.
Oh, I mean, well, unfortunately, this is going to be
Hold
so much
on.
The last
Old time. School RuneScape.
No.
No.
No, see, every time I need to quash this rumor, I do not play Old School RuneScape, nor have I ever.
Steph, do you know that Sam was at a club one time?
Oh,
he didn't like the song that was on,
yeah.
So he whipped out his phone and started playing
Old Schoon?
Old Schoon RuneScape.
No, that was actually one of my best friends did that.
I don't believe you.
which I know sounds like a lie, but but it's true.
Asking for a friend.
Buying GF 10 gold. The no, I'm still playing Blades for some weird reason.
Wow, okay.
The Elder Scrolls mobile game.
Yeah. It's all right. It passes the time, I suppose.
How
it's
many golden
death.
Chests have you opened?
A few. Got okay. a few good swords from the chests. I haven't spent any money on it so far. I've not gone the route of tapped out like I did last time.
Yeah.
I've also been playing some more remastered COD. I'm waiting for one of my friends to give me Spider-Man back so I can do the DLC. So I can platinum that because I platinumed the full game and I want to do the DLC now. But I was talking to you about this earlier, and maybe Steph and maybe the viewers here can help me out. At the moment, I'm mentally wrestling with myself. Not physically, that's ridiculous. But about whether or not I should buy a Nintendo Switch.
Oh,
I saw this on Twitter. You put this on Twitter.
I did, yeah. Wow. Because loads of my friends have them now.
Yeah.
And I was burnt before with a 3D. I bought a 3DS and basically had no games on it.
Well, you mad. 3DS has got like such a massive library
Not
of
for
games.
Me.
Wow. Not for me.
No.
I guess what games are you wanting to buy a Switch for?
Yeah.
Breath of the Wild.
Yes.
Odyssey.
And that's it.
And
I would say that those two games are worth the price
games.
Of admission. Honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You think? Honestly.
And Smash Bros.
And Smash Bros.
Yeah, Smash Bros.
And Mario Pokemon. Kart.
Mario Kart less so.
Pokemon?
Yeah, that's
Sword
a Pokemon Shield because Captain America. But
all right, so you're going to say, so you could say, if you buy this console.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
If you buy this console, you're already guaranteed two games to play that you would play, which mm-hmm, is mm-hmm. Odyssey and Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Plus at least one upcoming game in Pokemon Shield.
Yeah, and Marvel Alliance 3 is a Switch exclusive, isn't it?
So. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So next time I get paid,
I think
I'm going to do it.
Take the Switch time.
Yeah, take the plunge. Or do you want to wait until the end of the year?
Yes, right. That's what I'm thinking
and,
as well.
And get... Because... They're going to have these like special editions.
Yeah.
Special editions are always kind of fun, aren't they?
I'm not too fussed about that necessarily. I just, it'll be cheaper, won't it?
Yeah.
But,
you probably want to wait until like Black Friday. Although Nintendo hardware doesn't usually drop in sales.
No.
Nintendo's one of those.
Nintendo
outliers.
Hardware also keeps its value quite well as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been looking on eBay because I wanted one for Smash Bros. And I was looking on eBay and I was thinking, I might as well just buy a new one.
How much are they coming up on eBay?
Over 200 quid.
Yeah, so you might as well.
What's the point? Yeah.
You might as well just get a new one.
New one, yeah. All right, then. Bye, guys. I'm off to go buy.
Yes. No, honestly, do it. It'll be amazing.
Because tube rides are boring, aren't they?
Tube rides are boring.
Mm.
And annoyingly, my tube ride into work is about 20 minutes, so it's not even long enough to watch. Like,
oh, 20 minutes? It's nice and lucky. I want to train for nearly an hour to get here in the morning.
Yeah, all right. But in an hour, you could do something.
I sleep.
Yeah.
I literally sleep on the way to work.
Aren't you one of those? Do you sleep with your mouth open?
Yeah. Every time. And yeah. I know that several times since starting here, I've woken up with like a jolt. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I've done that.
When I used to commute, it was, I always used to be terrified I was snoring.
Oh, my
so,
God.
Yeah, it was bad.
You know that Steph is one of those dudes that just kind of like rests his head on you.
Yeah.
Oh. It would probably happen.
Oh, scumbag. Cradles
you.
Well, cradles
if
you.
If the train rocks a little bit and I get
spoons the table.
My head's definitely... I've woken up with my
Steph,
head in
have
the
you,
aisle before.
Do you, wow. Do you spoon other...
No, commuters. Not on purpose. But if like
not on purpose, but
I
you do.
I do, but while standing up.
If I've woken up
and awake,
if I've woken up, then I've definitely noticed my head's a lot closer than it really should be, because I'm just knackered.
Fair enough. Tired always man. Tired. Yeah. Get that tattooed under
always,
your eyes.
Always tired.
Yeah.
What about you, Steph? What you been playing?
What have I been playing?
What have you been playing? Because you've been on leave for a week.
I have. I've been off last week. It was nice.
Nice.
I've been playing a lot of The Division 2. I've been pushing through World Tiers at the moment. I'm on World Tier 3.
Which is it, am I right in saying that's all that's available?
Pretty much. No. World Tier 5.
Oh, World Tier 5, okay.
Top.
Oh, okay.
So you've got to go through the World Tiers. You've got to, it's basically playing the missions again, but at a harder difficulty, and then you get better loot drops.
Is it not just overly repetitive?
The grind, baby.
It's a grind. Yeah. It is definitely a grind.
I know Jamie's fucking loving it. I think Jamie's maxed out.
Jamie is loving it. I'm seeing him on PSN playing it all the time.
Yeah,
I'm at 454 gear level.
Wow, okay.
So I've got that sounds good.
50 something points to go.
To go, yeah.
Which sounds not much, but okay, when you're grinding to get from like 486 to 492
for people listening, for ages. Right? What do all these words and numbers mean?
Who are you?
who are you?
It's basically the power, power of your gear.
Yeah.
So if you're at four, like I'm at 450. My machine gun at 450 won't be as powerful as a machine gun at 480.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Numbers go up. The lower your number,
that's pretty
the
much,
less effective.
That's pretty much it.
I see.
So you can have an AK-47 at all these different numbers, and it depends on the gear score.
So this is my kind of issue with Division, right? So I haven't played Division 2.
Yeah.
But I did play Division 1. And I was, honestly, I was the biggest kind of hype machine for it.
Yeah.
Especially in the office, like, no one was more interested in it than me. And I fell off it pretty hard. And I think the reason is like, so I love loot games, okay? Looter shooters, blah, blah, blah. Mainly through the Diablo series, which is where I kind of got exposed to it.
Mm-hmm.
Diablo 2 is like one of my top games. And in terms of doing like Diablo runs, all right, you're always trying to get this like very specific gear, but it's really high tier gear in games like that. They've got all of these like environmental effects and synergies and this, that, the other. In terms of Division 2, when you are talking about your top-rated gear,
yeah,
is it just powerful, or do they do shit?
You actually get perks with the gun.
Okay, such as
I don't know, like plus 10% ammunition. So yeah, if you use this
so
shotgun,
boring, right? Because in Diablo, it'd be like, you kill a dude and two skeletons spawn from his corpse, and then they like love.
There's nothing
what?
Like that.
Yeah, imagine that in Tom Clancy's The Division.
Imagine having to wait every time you kill an enemy with this weapon as well. That you'd have to watch two skeletons have sex with each other every time.
Hell yeah, I'm on board. Yeah. I'd play The Division 2. No, but you know what I mean? Like, even in like,
yeah, it's nowhere near as exciting
yeah,
as
like
that.
In Destiny, like those games, like some of those exotics are like fucking cool. They do some really cool shit.
Yeah.
But this is like, oh yeah, my magazine is bigger.
Yeah,
there's no recoil on this machine gun.
I mean,
magazines are bigger. Your recoil is less. A particular gun would do
that's just
more damage against armored units. So it's that kind of thing.
That's just down to genre, though, right? I mean, it's all the same. Yeah. It's all statistics.
I mean, yeah,
stuff,
I get you.
But,
it's just that there's no flash. There's no pizzazz.
Is there a flashbang grenade in the game? Oh, there isn't. I thought.
Oh,
I
yeah. There, sorry. There's right, a flash. Yeah. There is.
I was
going to
say. See, there is a flash then.
There's a flash.
They're very annoying.
There we go. You schooled me.
But,
schooled you, mate.
But yeah, I hear what you're saying. Things like explosive rounds or this gun is corrosive rounds.
All I'm saying is that, like, for the main game and the main story in the genre, it makes sense. That's all fine.
Yeah.
Like, you get better gear and it's like magazines, whatever. When you start talking about endgame, where you need to do world tier 5, I assume that's playing the missions for the fifth time.
Yeah.
Right?
Pretty. Yeah, in a roundabout way, yeah.
If I'm doing that, that's where I want shit to go a little bit fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That maybe doesn't need to fit in with the genre. Doesn't have to be like, okay, it doesn't have to be skeletons boning each other, literally.
Why are you, you're very fixated on this.
Guys, I saw some videos in the week. I just that's kind of my issue with the end game on that.
Yeah,
which I think is fair.
I mean, yeah.
I think it's fair.
But how is it apart from that? Didn't it get in trouble recently because you can't pet the dog? Is that right? Not in trouble, but like people were like,
hold on,
can't pet the dog.
You're opening up a can of worms here with old social Steph.
Oh no.
Yeah, This is why. This is literally of late one of the best Twitter accounts I've ever seen.
Oh, can you pet the dog?
Can you pet the dog?
Yeah,
such a simple idea. The press picked it up, and it's now
exploded.
Thousands upon thousands.
And Steph is angry about it
because it's so easy.
Can you
can you pet the dog?
Can you kick the cat? I mean, that's
There we go.
Can you kick the cat?
There we go, Steph.
Heard it here first. I'm going to make a note of that.
Well, done. 10% revenue share for that place.
there's an interesting consequence of can you pet the dog?
Yeah,
you couldn't pet the dog and enter the gungeon.
Yeah, but you can now. Oh, that's.
Yeah, you can now because they've just done their final round of free DLC, which I think they're not going to update the game anymore after
Steph
this.
Actually, wrote that down.
Sponsored by ATG and 101 Facts in partnership with 101 Facts.
So, yeah, so in response, because you never used to be able to, and in response, they were like, all right. I think one of the developers like saw that tweet and replied saying, hold my beer.
Wow.
But saying hold my beer, and then like 3 months later, you can pet the dog. Like,
that's based on there's a film website that's all about whether or not the dog dies in it any given film. So maybe it's based on that.
Is this like the social media equivalent of Supercuts?
I don't know what Supercuts is.
So Supercut is like, let's say you'd have a supercut of people in film high-fiving each other, and it's literally just as many examples of
I guess so.
This is the social media version of it.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, anyway, Division 2.
Yeah.
What else? Anything else? Have you gone back to Apex?
No, I haven't. I've kind of gone off that because of Division and having friends playing the Division.
Yeah.
I've been concentrating on that because the raid's coming out soon, so I have to be raid ready, which is 5 of 5.
Raid ready.
Raid ready, so baby.
Beach
be raid
body ready.
Ready.
But I've also been playing, I touched upon Sekiro.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
And I fucking hated it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Hated
Do you
it.
Not like From anyway, though?
I like the idea, and I like what they're going for in terms of sort of the hyper realism with their games.
Yeah,
but I just can't get. I can't just haven't got the
hyper realism.
Giant Snake.
Yeah, Giant Snake.
But I know what you mean.
Got it. I just haven't got.
I'm the same. I'm the same. I found Bloodborne. Bloodborne was one of the most frustrating things I've ever played.
Yeah.
Yeah. I played Dark Souls. Didn't complete it anywhere near. Completed it. Hated it because I was just rubbish. Played this Sekiro now. Tried it and. Yeah. I snuck through the level. I haven't killed anyone yet.
Oh, right.
Snuck through the level until I came across a troll. It's like a troll with a big wooden
hammer
by the gate.
Yes,
I had to kill it.
Yeah.
So I snuck it, stabbed it once, and I thought, yes, that's one of his glowing hit points gone. And then I ran away just to get around the back of him, and he just regenerated. I was just like, no.
If you go too far away from them, they regenerate.
And you have to fight them. And I was just like, great. It took me ages.
That is a bit of a pet peeve. Like, I think it was the Deus Ex reboot. They were like, oh, you could play it stealthy or you could play it like Boss of the War. Mm. And you could play it stealthy until you got to a boss fight, in which case then you just had to blow him up with a fucking bazooka.
Yeah, and at that point, surely you've kind of improved your skill set to be stealth-based, so it won't help.
Yeah, so I remember they got a lot of shit for that.
That was the biggest flaw with Deus Ex ever.
But I like Sekiro. I like the challenge of it, but it is one of those games where I'm like, every weekend comes and I'm like, I'm going to jump on Sekiro, and I never do. Just because you really need a lot of patience, a lot of time.
Because you know in the back of your mind you're not going to enjoy it, Chris.
No, honestly, I fucking love it. I really do love it. In the back of my mind, I know that I'm going to get there. I'm going to get super frustrated.
Yeah.
And then my baby's going to cry. And then I have to change it a fucking pooey diaper. And it's like, oh my God, my life is shit.
And then you flip your table because you died for the 100th time on the same enemy.
Then you have to change your pooey diaper. Then you tend to your child?
Yeah. Funny.
Got him.
Got him. Yeah. Right, yeah.
I just think it's me. I'll play something like Devil May Cry, which is a bit button bashy.
Yeah, but
to then get to Sekiro, where it's just you have to time it.
Yeah, you have to time it correctly.
That's where I get. I
feel that there's a lot less going on in terms of the combat and things to kind of keep in mind compared to Bloodborne or Dark Souls, right? Because there's no real I don't know. Those games always seemed like systems upon systems upon systems. Whereas this is kind of like. It's pretty basic.
Okay.
Because I think it's a very watered down version of Dark Souls, I think.
Because one thing about Bloodborne that really annoyed me, boiled my blood, was that I got to some point in the game, then they started adding another bar, basically. The sanity thing. What's it called? It's called something else. But it's something else, yet another thing you have to regulate. You're like, oh my God, I can't be bothered with it. This is ridiculous.
There's a lot less of that in Sekiro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, it's basically a health bar and
yeah. Okay, I suppose so.
Right. All right. Anyway, let's move on to the big chungus.
Oh, yeah.
Of the week. All right, we are talking about Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
Yes.
Got released on, the trailer got shown off at Star Wars Celebration Day, among other things.
Yeah,
there was also San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was also a trailer for Rise of the Skywalker. We'll probably touch on that as well. And they did show off some Mandalorian footage, which I've seen, but only from like off-camera stuff.
Oh, you've seen it then?
Off-screen.
All right, okay.
Yeah, they had apparently a 6-minute or 8-minute sizzle reel going on. And so I saw someone recorded like 2 minutes on their phone. And I was like, oh, they're trying to squint and be like, oh, that's cool. Oh.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's...
Why is it Star Wars Celebration now and not on the 4th of May?
I know.
That's really confused me, that. I'm not sure. Anyway.
It is worrying that it isn't on May the 4th.
Be with you. But then, I don't know.
Maybe it was too obvious, you know?
Maybe it was too late to advertise the films and stuff.
Yeah, I wonder, because... Yeah, even for the film, this is the first time that we're seeing kind of the teaser, but we've got the name as well, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
We'll get into it.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Jedi Fallen Order. I have been waiting to see something about this game.
Yes.
When was it? Since E3 last year, was it? When Vince Zampella was like, teased it.
Yeah.
And we're like, fucking yeah, let's...
I'm so on board with this.
Yeah?
So on board.
Right.
I'd like to be on board. But I have
reservations.
Let me
run through some kind of stats about it for people who are interested or haven't seen it. And if you haven't seen it, what are you doing? Go and watch it. And then come back here and listen to the rest of the podcast.
Yeah.
It is a single player game. Single player focused. In fact, there is no multiplayer.
No.
Music to my ears.
Right. That's now been confirmed by EA as well.
Hell yeah. And because there is no multiplayer, there are no microtransactions. Oh. Now, this is very important. More so in a way of like, oh, yay, you know, they're focusing on single player. Because even in single player games that include multiplayer stuff, the design of the game is compromised in order to make up for the fact that it's going to have a multiplayer component.
Yeah.
The fact that this is purely single player means that it's designed single player. No multiplayer in mind ever. You know what? Let them sort this out. And then if they add on like... In a year's time, they're like, hey guys, guess what? For year two, we're going to bring in like a multiplayer arena where you and your Jedi friends can fuck each other up. We're like, that's perfect. That's all I could have asked for.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So the story takes place after the prequels.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So after the prequels, but before original trilogy. So it takes place after Emperor Palpatine takes over and gives out Order 66.
Do it.
Execute Order 66. That's what he sounds like.
Hello there.
Oh, yeah.
And Order 66, of course, famously was the genetic order built into the clone troopers. I'm really fucking nerdy here. Built into them. Genetically,
of course,
Steph. Yeah. So that when they are given Order 66, they have no choice.
They must
compelled.
Do it. They must do it.
They must destroy all the Jedi.
Yes.
It's a great moment. Great moment in cinema.
Wow, in cinema?
That probably not in cinema.
That's strong.
Yeah. But it's pretty fucking cool. I remember when I was watching the movie, I was like, oh, Order 66, really? Like, fucking be a little bit more original than that. But yeah, sure, whatever. It is what it is. Anyway, so as I said before, Vince Zampella is involved, developed by Respawn Entertainment, which is his studio. And they did, of course, the excellent Titanfall 1 and 2. And everyone's favorite, Apex Legends, even though I haven't played it since even before the update. But there we go. Yeah, and it releases on the 15th of November.
Yeah.
Now, a really interesting thing to remember here as well is it's not using the Frostbite engine, which is EA's kind of engine that they are forcing a lot of their developers to use. It's widely been regarded as a very difficult engine to work with. And a lot of people are saying it is the reason for the failures of Mass Effect Andromeda and Anthem.
Yeah.
Because it's so difficult to work with that no one really knows how to, like, take care of it, right? So for this, they're not using Frostbite Engine. They're using the Unreal Engine, which is good. Unreal Engine is really powerful, really strong, got a good set of tools.
Can do a lot on that.
Can do a lot.
Right? BioWare is shaking their fists now.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah. But there's a lot of interesting stuff going on there. And if you're interested in Frostbite, we may have a video coming up in a couple of weeks, maybe a month's time, for you to check out. So check back on the channel for an expose. As it were.
Do you find it weird they've named an engine after a medical condition?
Yeah.
But there we are.
Well, because, you know, it's EA. So what happens is you get frostbite and then they cut you off.
Yeah. Very good.
There we go.
Very good.
Rip BioWare.
Yeah.
F Poor in BioWare. The chat. So, yeah, it's a third-person game. You play as seemingly a Jedi on the run. All right.
Jedi, it, eh?
Well, apparently.
Part Padawan. Of the, Padawan.
Part of the Fallen Order. Yeah, probably a Ooh. Padawan because your hair is short. Mm-hmm. You don't have that stupid little braid.
I want to play as a youngling.
A youngling.
Powerful Padawans do have braids. And then if you're a Jedi, you have a full ponytail.
Hello
I
there.
Think.
Hello. I think. If oh, I know my Star
one.
Wars lore.
Yeah.
You are a bold one. Right, so I think it's going to be cool. Like, so, some of the stuff they showed off in the trailer. What I loved about the fucking trailer was like, all right, here are the rules to kind of like not be caught, you know? Don't stand out. Trust no one. And my favorite one was accept the past,
yeah.
Which is, goes against what the fucking the Last Jedi's whole thing was like, kill, you know, destroy the
past if you have to.
Yeah, like kill the past, destroy it if you have to. Whatever the fucking.
What lesson are they trying to make us learn here?
No. But this is great. This is fucking amazing. Like, because even in the Star Wars: Rise of the Skywalker trailer, it was like, oh, what does he say? Like, no one's ever really fucking dead, and they're showing like. Fucking all the OG people, Lando Calrissian is there. There's the Death Star wreckage there. You're like, okay, fuck you.
Yeah, it really does go back on a lot.
It's almost as if we should just say, you know what? This isn't Episode 9. This is Episode 8.
Oh no, I like the Last Jedi.
Yeah, this is Episode 8 reboot.
You liked the Last Jedi.
Oh, get out. Wow, look, I like aspects of it.
Get out.
It's a Star Wars film. Aspects of it always going to be good.
When Leia...
That's mental. That's ridiculous. That
or when Finn and his girlfriend decided to go to gamble.
Rose Trico.
The fight between... Hogwarts. The fight between... Hogwarts. Fight with Kylo Ren and Rey against the guards. Snoke. That's really cool.
It was a great moment. Until you realise how fucking signposted that whole fight is.
Oh yeah, I suppose. I also like Rey's parents not being
and the decoration.
Yeah, but that's
going to
be retconned
as well.
I know, but I really hope it isn't because I like that because otherwise it makes the universe feel really small. If everyone's a Skywalker,
yeah,
I'm a Skywalker, and so is my wife.
All right, fine, but then
so are these kids.
But then, didn't you hate the fact at the end of The Last Jedi where the little kids on the fucking
on the broom,
the floor with the broom? Yeah. I'm like, fuck off! Not everyone has to have the Force. Like, it's
a
special thing.
Midichlorians.
Fuck it. They're everywhere.
Midichlorians, man. But look, Jedi Fallen Order is like a violin quartet on a boat. I'm on board, and it's music to my ears.
I like it.
Yeah, but the most famous quartet sunk with the Titanic. So
I mean, he's
that's why I didn't say the Titanic. But no, I'm a huge fan of single player story-driven experiences.
Yeah,
they're my favorite games are those like God of War, Spider-Man. From the last year, Red Dead Redemption. I absolutely love single-player story-driven experiences. The fact that the gaming industry has been moving away from that has been very sad for me. So I'm glad that not only are they bringing it back for this big AAA game, but they're doing it within the Star Wars universe as well.
Yes,
it's going to be well. We've seen no gameplay yet, but
no. all the key elements are in place for it to be a knockout, right?
Yeah.
Like, you talk about respawn. They're really good, right? You talk about not having to use the Frostbite engine. Really good. You talk about the game. The game is even being marketed as being very anti-EA.
Yeah.
Which is strange because EA is doing the marketing.
Yeah.
Tell you what I didn't like. On the fucking logo, they had to put fucking EA on the bottom of that fucking logo. Just get out.
Get out, EA.
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I hope we do get to see some gameplay soon.
Do you think it will be a narrative base with levels, or do you think it will be open world?
You know what? I think it will be narrative base with levels. I think open world... Yeah, I kind of get really angry with open world stuff. Like, because everyone's like, oh, I want X to be open world. It's like, do you really? Like, would you not rather have a much more tighter focused, more polished, like, experience?
Yeah.
Right? That is purely, like, fantastically curated for you. It doesn't have to be linear. Don't get me wrong, it doesn't have to be linear.
Yeah, but...
But as soon as you say, like, if they had said in a Star Wars game, you can visit 50 million planets, you're like, okay.
No Man's Sky? There'll be
nothing to do. Yeah, exactly. And like No Man's Sky, there'll be nothing to do on those planets. Like, I don't want that. Give me, like, three planets with sections, like, hubs that you could go to. Like, if you look at how KOTOR did it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the Old Republic.
I love that game. That's my favorite Star
right?
Wars
it's,
game.
Right? It's kind of the golden standard for a lot of people for Star Wars games, and rightfully so. It is amazing. But what they do is, like, yeah, you go to different planets, And on this planet, there's this area, this hub that you go and you play around and you do your missions and then you move on. That's what it should be. It doesn't, not everything.
But like Kingdom Hearts in that way.
Yeah, yeah. Not everything needs to be fucking open world. Like, let's get away from
well,
it.
I'm expecting it to be either a very Dark Souls type game.
Ooh,
really?
So like tough as nails, tough technical.
As, yeah, tough as nails. Because they've said that the combat system will be great for people new to kind of that style of fighting games, but it's also challenge. You can also set it to a challenging level as well.
But you see, I wonder if it's
Dark Souls.
What if it's more like to get for like a topical kind of subject? What if it's like Devil May Cry, right? In terms of Devil May Cry, there's surface combat, and if you're willing to get deeper into the combo aspect of it, and even like God of War, really, mm-hmm. like you unlock all those combos, and it's not the most natural thing to do some of those God of War combos where it's like hit, heavy hit, throw axe, pause, wait for him to change his stance, then carry on. Like, so maybe it's like that. Maybe it's like surface level, easy, sure, you can get the job done.
Yeah.
Lower level or higher level, it could be like fucking, you can go absolutely mental. Like
you can go
Yoda
with
a
combos.
Fucking lightsaber jumping around. Count
I
Dooku.
See that. I think it would also work well if it was done kind of like Rise of the Tomb Raider, where
right, okay.
that's the last kind of really story-driven game I played, where you had these hubs.
Yeah.
And then each area you visited, it was kind of like a bottle effect, where you would have this open, kind of large open area, and then it would funnel you into kind of the next large open area.
Yeah.
I think that kind of thing could work.
That could be cool. That could be cool.
Not fully open. That's like God of War as well, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it works. You feel kind of open enough to... You don't have to do open world.
Yeah.
Because like some games really don't need it. Like the last game I played that really does not need it is it was like £5. So I bought Mirror's Edge Catalyst.
Oh,
yeah.
Why on earth is that open world? It's ridiculous.
Mental,
it's,
yeah,
why?
Mental.
Why?
Yeah.
Look, don't get me wrong. Some games do need to be open world. Like Breath of the Wild is a better game because it is open world.
Grand Theft Auto has to be open world.
Yeah. Right?
Love it.
So not saying anything bad against it. Anyway, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. It has been confirmed to be a third-person experience, right? Mm-hmm. So this brings to mind a couple of games in the pantheon of Star Wars games. Because Star Wars games, man, used to be so fucking good. And then EA kind of, I don't know, you know, Battlefront 1 and 2, say what you will.
The new ones.
Yeah.
Mm.
All the cancelled games that they had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Say what you will. Maybe we dodged bullets by those getting cancelled. This is the thing that... Another thing that like people are like, oh, I can't believe they cancelled 13. You know why they probably cancelled it? Because it probably wasn't very good. Like, you can wish as much as you want, but the truth of the matter is it was cancelled.
It was the bounty. It was the Bounty Hunter one, wasn't it? 13 was Bounty
Hunter.
Yes,
was the Bounty Hunter.
Dog the Bounty Hunter. I think it's better that they cancel a game that's going to be bad than release it and have everyone annoyed, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, like...
Well, I think this is going to be a bit of that. Because this guy's a Padawan. From what I've read up, this guy's a Padawan. He was
is
basically
Cal or Kel or something.
Cal
Drogo.
Cal Kestis. Cal Kestis.
Yeah. Played by the dude who plays the Joker on Gotham.
Yeah, nice. That's going to be pretty cool. But he's a Padawan, and he has a buddy and a teammate called Sera or Kara, and she's apparently like an ex fully fledged Jedi, and they're going to have this relationship between the two. So I think initially
it's
the game's
going to be on the run.
You're always going to be on the run from the
it's like a fugitive.
Sweet sister or something? Secret sister? Something like
sweet
that.
Sweet sister? It's Game of Thrones, I think.
What have I written down here? Something sister. I can't find it. But yeah, there's an Inquisitor. She's the Inquisitor, the badass Inquisitor. Yeah.
And they've got Purge Troopers, which look fucking sick.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Everything about this game.
And your friend's got a droid. And your player's got a droid, hasn't
he?
Droids, man. BD-1. Little robots. I love them. Genuinely love them.
But I think this is going to start very much out as you're a guy with a blaster.
Yeah.
Then you find this lightsaber, or you get handed down this lightsaber. So I think you've got that kind of rogue bounty hunter-esque
maybe
gameplay in the first third of the game. Yeah.
Maybe they'll do the thing where you get... They in all their marketing, you're given like just a blaster, and then it's a surprise that you get given a lightsaber later on.
Yeah,
like they did with a game that I'm not going to say, because it might spoil it, even though it's been out for ages.
What? Just say it.
God of War.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You get a lightsaber in God of War.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I'm way there. I'm going to have to
big
play
time.
Now.
So, yeah, I mean, it kind of brings to mind, and I'm hoping it's more like this, right? One of my favorite, if There we go.
Sorry, I tried to do it as quiet as possible.
Steph's just opening up his Coke and it's just making this like little... Yeah, one of those. Thank you, Sam.
It's all right.
My favorite Star Wars game, hands down,
Pod
is
Racing.
The... Well,
favorite? Is this your favorite?
Now, this is Pod Racing.
I've got three top-tier favorites. Right?
Okay.
And they're kind of controversial choices, all right? But I think... You will agree with me on this one at least is like Jedi Knight, Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Academy,
mm-hmm.
that series of games,
Dark Forces.
Yeah. So that yeah. Well, this is what I'm saying. Like Dark Forces kind of started off like that, right? Like you always start off with a gun.
Yeah.
And eventually you pick up a lightsaber and then you go. Except I think with the exception of Jedi Academy, it was always like that.
Yeah.
You always started off. What was it?
Kyle Katarn.
Kyle Katarn in Jedi Forces 2, Jedi Knight, and Jedi Knight 2. Great.
Well, he was in the original Dark Forces, which was not Jedi-focused at all.
Yeah, that was just a shooter, wasn't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
A very corridor-based, Doom-esque shooter
yeah.
until Dark Forces 2.
Yes, yeah, so this is where it gets confusing. It's Dark Forces 2, Jedi Knight, then Jedi Knight 2,
yeah,
and then Jedi Academy. So is it Dark Forces 2, Jedi Knight, Dark Forces 3, Jedi Knight 2, Dark Forces 4, Jedi Academy?
What the? Yeah. I'm baffled.
But yeah, I'm hoping it's more like the Jedi Knight series.
Yes.
As opposed to The Force Unleashed.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, The Force Unleashed was fine.
Yeah.
You know, like it definitely had its moments. Also had some bullshit in it as well. but those Jedi Knight games, man, like especially, and this is kind of where I'm going to sound like a little bit hypocritical, but the multiplayer in those games were amazing.
Yeah.
But they weren't made with multiplayer in mind. Those
no,
games
they were, just
were story first.
Yeah.
And then they had these arenas where everyone's jumping around with lightsabers. Yeah. Great. I used to have this really... Did you play the multiplayer on...
Oh, yeah. Hammered it.
I had the cheesiest strategy, all right? You used to be able to drop these trip mines, right? Like place them somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, cool. Take my Jedi forces where I could like... my Jedi powers where I could be really fast and I could jump really high. And we'd all go in with like, all right, yeah, get your swords out. Let's fucking Jedi Knight kind of bullshit, right? Do that. And then I'd jump over them and I'd drop one of the mines on them and they'd just die. It was the best strategy ever. It was so good.
My
and
God.
People get so annoyed.
That was broken.
It was pretty broken.
It
but,
was,
but it was
it
great.
It was
because
a really random multiplayer game. Yeah. Very spammy.
Yeah, very spammy. It was great. Like, everyone's
spammy
like,
for swing a lightsaber.
Everyone's like force choking everyone, trying to drop them off ledges.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Oh, it was great. It was
oh,
so
man.
Much fun. It was really good. Really, yeah. really good. But yeah, I'm hoping it's more that than, say, Force Unleashed, which was maybe less, didn't have as much depth to it.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a decent story, sure. But yeah.
I'm surprised you haven't talked about the biggest Star Wars game yet.
The biggest one? I would imagine you were talking about Knights of the Old Republic.
I'm talking about Star Wars Connect.
Oh.
Solo. Oh, I'm Han Solo. I'm Han Solo.
The biggest bait and switch in history is Jedi Fallen Order can only be controlled with the Connect.
Oh, my God. iToy. Oh.
Yeah.
Imagine that. No, I
that would be horrible.
I didn't play. I see. I've never played Knights of the Old Republic. I've never played Force Unleashed.
Wow, okay.
I've only a very limited service level. I've got the new the first of the new Battlefronts, which
yeah.
was I was saying to Steph earlier, off camera actually. So I don't know why
Ooh.
I mentioned it, but anyway, I remember getting it. I was like, this feels like just half a game. It doesn't feel
yeah.
like
yeah.
Just doesn't feel like
we,
enough.
We covered it extensively on the channel, like when the beta was out, etc.
Yeah.
We played it and we're like, oh my God, this game looks amazing.
Yeah.
It sounds good. It looks good.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah, exactly. And it was yeah. like, oh, okay, well, that's just the beta. We'll wait for the release. The release came out, I was like, nothing's changed.
Yeah.
Except now everyone has a sniper rifle and they are one-shotting me.
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
Yeah.
I feel that game, I feel, it came out kind of... as the whole loot box DLC market was taking off
yeah,
in a big
yeah, yeah,
way.
Yeah.
So I think it was completely wrong. They got the balance completely
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, negatively
in terms
influenced
of
by that.
Content
yeah.
offered.
Yeah.
They've sorted it out okay now, but you've had to invest so much money into
oh, yeah,
DLC
crazy.
And
yeah.
loot boxes to even get all of that content.
I know a couple,
which is
a couple
a
of people on our Discord. If you want to join our Discord, $1 Patreon pledge. So, you know, wink,
oh,
wink.
There's a little drop
there. We go. Yeah.
Name drop.
All time gaming TV, basically.
Shameless plug.
But they're saying that they're kind of like, yeah, you know, we'll jump into Battlefront 2 from time to time, see what's changed. Because they have been constantly updating it.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, like you said, they did have those microtransactions issues that they got rid of, and then they've brought back, and they've rejigged a couple of things. But yeah, it'll be, you know, there's some cool stuff in there. There is some cool stuff.
Yeah.
And it looks and sounds and feels like Star Wars. Yeah. You'd think it would be a good recipe for success, but apparently not.
No, I had the original Battlefront 2 for PSP.
Yes. Oh, for PSP.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, what gross. A game. What a game. Oh, it was great. I loved it.
It is a great game.
Crash Landing on Kashyyyk.
Wow.
Going after Pete. Oh, it was great. I loved it.
Okay.
I really, really did.
Well, so I've got a list of other notable Star Wars games. It's not all the Star Wars games, but just some that I think we can talk about. So before we started this podcast, Steph and I were talking about Star Wars Episode 1. Hell yes.
Chris was it, when I went back upstairs to get the memory cards for the camera and the mixer.
Well, behind the curtain there for
they
everyone.
They were all playing Duel of the Fates on the third floor.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Literally like this.
That's the that's by far the best thing to come out of that film.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
It's like in Batman v Superman, the best thing to come out of it is Wonder Woman's theme.
Yeah.
It's a very nerdy example for you there. Yeah.
But, yeah, so the game of the original...
Phantom Menace.
Oh. Yeah, Phantom Menace. It was so good.
Yeah, I had it on the PlayStation.
Well, I remember, was there a specific... There was a specific pod racing one, right?
Oh, there was. Yeah,
there was.
There was
yeah.
Star Wars Episode 1 Racer, which everyone thinks is called pod racer. It's not.
Episode
1 Racer.
Sorry.
But that was great as well, because that was like...
Excuse me for breathing.
I used to go over to my friend... We used to go over to my friend Nick Flaherty's house, and his dad had this, like, fuck-off sound system on his computer. Like, remember Sound Blaster?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he had like Sound Blaster.
They're still around, Creative Sound Blasters.
Yeah.
They're still going.
Right, okay. Well, who knew?
It's a plug for them there as well.
Plug.
Sponsor us, please. and he had this like fuck off thing. And I remember we like put that on, and just the sounds that were coming out of this game, I was like, oh my God, like cream my pants. but the Episode 1 game was so good. Like, if you look at reviews.
Yeah.
All right. Solidly below 50%.
Nice.
Yeah, it didn't review very well at all.
But
at the time.
That is one of my top three Star Wars
really?
Games. It is so much fun. It was. So if I play it now, I'll probably be really frustrated with it. But it was so good. It came out on PC, PS1, and PS2. You played it on PS2?
I played PS... Yeah, it was either PS1 or PS2. Yeah. We had to have a multi adapter for four player on the
nice.
PS2. It was either PS1 or PS2.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I played it on PC. So I remember I was in hospital, and I was going through quite a major... procedure, right? And my dad was like, you know, don't worry about it, it'll all be fine. Here, look, I bought you this game. I know you love Star Wars. And it was like, Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. I was like, oh, this is fucking amazing. Turn the box around, PC Master Race problems. Look at the specs. I'm like, Dad, we don't have a fast enough graphics card. And my dad gave me a wink. He's like, don't you worry about that. I was like, oh, okay. Got home, fucking new PC, new graphics card, loaded up the game, fucking nailed it. It's like, survived the operation, and this is my reward.
Life was never better than that.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's been all downhill since then. So it's one of my favorite kind of memories with the Star Wars game, and it's one of my favorite memories with my dad as well. So,
what a wholesome story.
And that's why it could be a solid 46 out of 100, and I don't care. It'll always be
the number
100
one.
Out of 100 in my heart. Yeah. All right, and then, yeah, of course, you know, talking about Star Wars Episode 1, there was Racer.
Oh, this.
Pod Racer. It's Pod Racer.
It's Pod Racer.
This is Podcast.
I played Racer on PC quite heavily.
Yeah, I had it on. I think I had it on PC 2.
Yeah.
PC 2. It sounds like there was the second PC.
On the PC 2.
PC 2. Did it come with a DualShock controller?
Yeah.
And I always remember when you played, when you were the opening of that game was the Boonta Eve Pod Racing, but it was a tiny track.
Yeah,
so there was
really
nothing from the film. You're so disappointed. You have to play the whole campaign before you can get the full-size Boonta Eve pod
cool.
racing event.
It was a fun game. I think the sound design made that game.
If you had a decent set of speakers.
Yeah.
I had a pair of Altic Lansing speakers with a separate subwoofer.
Ooh.
And then you
oh my God.
That up.
Ooh. Wow.
And it was just like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do of the pod racing engines.
I had inbuilt speakers to my monitor.
Oh, ooh. CRT.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right, moving on to some other games. Star Wars TIE Fighter, Star Wars X-Wing, X-Wing versus TIE Fighter, and X-Wing Alliance.
No. I mean, they've got the titles down, haven't they? They're just adding random words in there.
X-Wing, I remember X-Wing Alliance. That was probably more my time, because TIE Fighter and X-Wing came out first.
Yes.
And then X-Wing versus TIE Fighter was another game, I believe, was released. And that's when I started getting into it, when it was X-Wing versus TIE Fighter.
Right. There were like, basically, they were like space sims.
Yeah.
In your ship, dogfights, all of that stuff. It's really cool. A lot less arcadey, as I recall.
Yeah.
They're more like simulations.
Yeah.
Right, I'm with you.
Just like the
X-Wing Alliance was one of the first times you could fly into the Death Star as well.
Yeah.
To the second Death Star in Return of the Jedi.
But then...
Yes. But then we
get to some top tier stuff, all right? Star Wars Rogue Squadron 1, 2, and 3 on the N64 and the GameCube.
See, I played Rogue Squadron on the PC.
I played it on nothing.
And then I played it on...
So Rogue Squadron was more like... It was more, I wouldn't say on rails, right? It was more arcadey.
Yeah.
Definitely more arcadey.
It was very arcadey. It wasn't open world either. It kind of gave you almost like a wall.
Yeah, like an arena.
Fly within. It was like an arena.
Okay.
Yeah. But then of course we had Rebel Assault 1 and 2, which I think was like an on rails kind of thing. But yeah, those games were pretty cool. And I know, especially the Rogue Squadron stuff, if you had an N64, if you had a GameCube, you pretty much had those games.
Yeah.
And people who played those games fucking love them.
I love them.
I always remember there was a mission on the very first one, the Rogue Squadron, on the PC that I played. And you had to attack an Imperial kind of base that was housing 80 walkers.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it. For ages and ages, I could not get past it for some reason. And... That's really all I remember. I remember leaving it there. I've got it on my PC now. I've downloaded it on Steam and I've played it.
So you've done it now? Have you?
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
okay.
I've done
good.
It.
Good man.
But it was just that level up to there, and that's it. And then I saw the game as a kid.
I just remembered. I used to have the Star Wars Episode 4 official game for the Game Boy, the original Game Boy.
The original Game Boy.
Oh, and I don't know whether it was because I was really young, but it was unbelievably difficult. I remember getting stuck on, and also it would be like firing across the screen. We find the blaster. It was like the little blaster thing. It would go so slowly. Yeah, like that. It was mad. I remember the tinny cantina music.
Oh yeah.
But in as a kid,
I loved it. Yeah. It was great, but it was also very difficult for a young boy.
Yeah, I remember playing Star Wars on the NES, and man, that was like tough as nails. But it also was like it was all in Japanese. I don't know what was going on.
What?
I think there were. It was weird. I think there was like, unless I'm getting confused, but I'm pretty sure there was like, there was you're on a desert planet, like I'd assume Tatooine.
Jakku? Everyone wants to go to bad Jakku.
But yeah, on this desert island, and there... Desert island. That would be great.
Desert island discs.
So you're in this desert, and there are, like, scorpions, but the scorpions have Darth Vader's mask on them.
I think this sounds like a fever dream you've had.
I mean, it might have been. I was...
Why on earth would they have Darth Vader's helmet?
I mean, I should have done more research into this, but I think it had something to do with the case of, like, it was given to a Japanese developer that, like, this
went
was...
crazy with it.
Yeah, exactly. this was their version of it, whatever it may be. Anyway, moving on. So we've got Star Wars Dark Forces, Dark Forces 2, Jedi Knight, Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Academy. Now, an interesting thing about getting stuck on one of these levels, I think it was the original Jedi Knight, right? So you get your lightsaber, you go to the end of this game, and you're fighting... I can't remember the dude who you're fighting against, but you're going lightsaber battles.
Tough stuff.
Yeah, really tough stuff. And I just couldn't beat him. I couldn't beat him. There's no way to beat him. I think it was the first Jedi Knight.
Right.
It might have been Jedi Knight 2, but I don't think so. I think it was the first Jedi Knight. Did you play the first Jedi Knight?
Yeah.
All right, did you finish it?
Yeah.
All right, so you might know what this is. So you're fighting this dude, and you're just like not putting a dent in him at the end of it, right? Like the final boss, not putting a dent in him. And he's like talking to you. He's like, oh... come on over to the dark side. Yes, your anger, you know, fuel your rage, all that bullshit, all that Sith stuff. And the only way to beat him is to choose the path of the Jedi and put your lightsaber away.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
But how does that beat him? What happens?
Because you take the pacifist.
High ground,
you take
Anakin.
The high ground, Anakin. You just take the pacifist route and you don't let your anger consume you.
Wow, okay, that's clever, I guess.
It was really cool. It was a really cool twist, and probably could have been signposted a bit better, because I had to I had to complain bitterly to my friends, and eventually my one friend was like, oh, you just do that. And on PC, it was something like, just press zero to put your lightsaber on. And I'm like, oh, You do that, and it's like the end. Fuck.
Yeah, but then surely then, if you put your lightsaber away, it just messes you up, doesn't it?
I think it's scripted that, like, as soon as you put it away.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I always remember on that game there was a dude that looked like the thing, big orange muscles, and he had no legs. He just used to float around on a waist. He was called the Maw. M-A-W, if you want to search it on Google.
Wow.
It's called the Maw.
Have a look.
And that was the turning point of the game, because you could either be light side or dark side.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And that was a turning point of the game. If you, I can't remember the details, but if you killed him or if you let him live, you then took that path.
That was the path, yeah.
So, yeah, they always stands out more.
Man, yeah. And then Jedi Academy was, I think it was the first one where you started off, obviously, create your own character, choose your lightsaber, but then you could also choose, do you want a dual-ended lightsaber? Do you want two lightsabers? It was really, it was really cool.
Customization was awesome.
And what they did in that is they had different stances as well. So you could have a heavy attack, a heavy stance, which slower attacks, but do more damage, or light stance where you're faster, or balance. It was so cool. It was so
What was your friends called in that?
I can't remember.
It was called Jogan or something like that. They always used to mug you off.
So bitter
to this
day. Jedi
Academy. It always used to mug
so angry.
You off.
Man, you know what? I'm gonna go back and play it now. It was such a good fucking game.
Yeah, no, would you call it the Mandela effect?
Oh, right,
where
yeah.
in your mind you're thinking that
the
it's
Mandalorian effect.
Yeah, the Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian. you think it's one thing.
Yeah, it's something
and
else.
You go back and it's just not going to be.
Although, come on, man, I remember
expecting.
Like there was this one mission on Coruscant that you go there and you've got a sniper rifle and there's all these like corridor, like ledges and shit, and you're on the ledge and you're looking at like five buildings across and you just fucking pot shot someone. You're like, yes!
Coruscant is literally home of the thermal detonator.
Yes!
Every single time you went to a city game, a city planet in a game like that, you picked up grenades everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So I'm safe, really.
So episode one of my favorites.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it was Jedi Knight 2 more than Jedi Academy for my sins.
Yeah.
I think I enjoyed it more. Then we get on to Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 1 and 2.
Before you move on, I've got two honorable mentions.
Oh, okay.
And a game called Mysteries of the Sith.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a DLC to the Dark Forces games where you played as Mara Jade.
Yes.
Which is Luke Skywalker's wife, I believe.
Yeah. In the extended
universe, canon.
Which is now not canon.
Not canon.
Which is, it's not canon anymore. And there was another one called Shadows of the Empire, where you played as a guy called Dash Rengar, who is basically
God, I love Star Wars.
He was like
so
a rip-off of Han Solo, and he had a ship that looks like the Millennium Falcon, but it wasn't.
Classic.
Star Wars ripping off itself.
Yeah, pretty much. But those two stand out very, very vividly in my mind as well.
Yeah, great games. Okay, but yeah, Knights of the Old Republic. I think the first one was BioWare.
Yeah.
And second one was Obsidian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get that on iOS now. Do you know that?
Yeah, you can. It's crazy to me that is a thing. But
yeah.
Do it.
Oh my God.
He's so excited. He's ripped his glasses off his face.
Do it.
Do it.
I'm going to throw my glasses on the floor because I'm so bloody angry.
I was going to point at you, Sam, and say, do it, because you're playing the blades.
Do it.
And you need something to play.
Yeah, I do. But then, but games that get ported to mobile from like console always a bit fiddly. Like I got Vice City, I remember.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's really.
Well, what's nice about this in the classic kind of BioWare tradition is it was turn-based battles.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. Fine.
Yeah.
It's
worth getting into. One of the interesting things, so part of the sizzle reel that I saw for The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
There was a robot droid. Well, droid is a robot. Idiot.
That's a human droid.
There was an assassin droid, it seemed, in one of these shots.
Yeah.
And it looked very much like IG-88.
Mm-hmm.
Which...
Who's also in Shadows of the Empire.
Yeah?
Oh!
IG-88. And you can spot him in the original Star Wars... No, Episode 5.
Right.
You can spot him in the background.
Yeah.
When Darth Vader is hiring bounty hunters to go and...
Yeah, so he's a droid bounty hunter. He's a droid bounty hunter.
That's a cool concept.
Really fucking cool.
Knocked off your train of thought there with that one, didn't
I? A little
bit,
yeah. Sorry, I'm getting a bit sidetracked. Knights of the Old Republic, of course, also had HK-47.
Yes.
Which was another assassin droid, but it was...
47,
He was on your team, wasn't he?
He was on your team. So you'd recruit him, but he... he had a solid distaste for humans.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
It's racist.
It's great. Can droids be racist?
Yeah.
If it's against humans, yeah.
Do androids dream of electric sheep? I don't know. All right. Then, of course, we've got Star Wars, confusingly, The Old Republic instead of Knights of the Old Republic, which is the MMO.
I put a lot of time into that. And I paid my £10 a month to play it for a long time.
Wow, really?
As well. Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of those old school ones. Is it still going?
No, yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's mental. I don't know how it's still going.
Is it still subscription based?
It's both now. So you've got the free to play model, which basically lets you play the story campaign. And then you have to pay because they put a hindrance on the amount of XP you can earn in the story.
Okay,
you pay your subscription to earn enough XP to get to the level to play the raids and
things like that. That's fair. That's fair.
So you can play the single, because it's basically a single player experience, but online. You can play it with friends. Yeah. So there's full voiceover cutscenes.
Like Fallout 76. All right, guys.
but I guess this is what we were talking about last week in our podcast, right? About MMOs and like just getting sucked into them.
Yeah.
I was fully sucked into that.
Yeah, you see, again, that's one of them, like World of Warcraft was like, oh man, that looks fucking cool. And the cinematics that they have on that game are insane.
Yeah.
Insane. And some really cool shit, like, there's like some twins or something, and then the one goes to the light side, one goes to the dark side, some bullshit like that. It looks fucking cool. But then
The cutscenes to The Old Republic, someone's made them all into like a YouTube movie, and they literally look like an animated...
Really?
CGI.
Oh, wow.
That's
so good.
I'll check it out.
That's so good.
It's just crazy. It's only 20 minutes long or so, but the detail is worth to check out.
All right. Then, of course, we've got Force Unleashed 1 and 2, where you play as, was it Starkiller?
Starkiller, yeah.
Starkiller base.
A Starkiller base. Just just floating there.
Yeah,
in,
yeah.
Just aiming that big.
Waiting to be blown up again.
So he let's see if I can get this correct, because I was never really that into this game.
No, nor was
I. You look
I.
annoyed having to remember it.
I'm just trying to remember. So you were the secret apprentice of Darth Vader, while Darth Vader was still apprentice to Darth Sidious, right? Because remember, there's only always meant to be two. Although I don't know why that ever became a thing, because it's like that is the exception to the rule that it would seem that there's always more than one fucking Sith all the time, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, so at a time when there were only meant to be two Sith, and Darth Vader took on an apprentice and was doing some dodgy shit, and you played as that dude. So it's a little bit edgier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
but you played...
Edgelord.
The game opens as Darth Vader.
Yes.
And you go and destroy this kid's family. And then you realize...
So it was well harsh.
...that this kid's playing with his building blocks with the force.
Oh, yeah.
So he's lifting up these building blocks and things.
And
so
yet you guys are annoyed by the broom in that last Jedi.
And then Darth Vader feels sorry for this kid and then takes him on.
Yeah. Starkiller's character is like all broody and just like edgelord. Yeah.
Oh,
like,
my Starkiller. Well, the worst thing is that they give you Darth Vader to play on the very first mission. You think, yeah, this is so badass. Like, I'm lobbing stormtroopers into the map and crushing them with trees.
But that's what a lot of games do.
But
though,
then it makes
like,
you play this guy.
This is what you could play it.
Yeah.
This is what you could have won.
But your consolation prize is this.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on from those, because I just hope that Jedi Fallen Order is a lot less Force Unleashed. Time will tell. Then, of course, we move on to Battlefront 1 and 2 Original and Battlefront 1 and 2 New.
Yes.
Don't really feel we need to say much on those.
No, I mean, I think we've covered those. Battlefront 2, PSP, great.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line on that, I'm afraid.
If you're not playing it on PSP, then you're not playing it.
Yeah.
Right, and then there's some like outliers, all right?
Lego Star Wars.
I'm looking at this list and it's making me feel a little bit sick. Yeah,
Lego Star Wars actually is one that I should have had on here. Original trilogy
Lego
Star
Wars. Yeah, it was
great.
Me and my brother played it with each other.
Whoa.
And we would played it with each other.
Okay.
Okay, the word it was there. And we used to just, force grip each other. It's not something you've
And then we smash each other with the...
Yeah,
as you were
and it was just, it was ridiculous because you're meant to be cooperative, but it's just...
It is great. I remember on prequel trilogy, the droidicas, and I was like, man, these are fucking cool. And I went out and bought a fucking Lego droidica because I was like, I want one.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah. All right, cool. So we got some other outliers here, right? Star Wars Masters of Terras Cassi.
Never heard of any of these.
No? That was a PS1 fighting game, wasn't it?
It was dog shit. It was so bad. It was like their take on, say, Tekken.
Yeah. But oh, it was horrible. Yes. Yeah, it was crap.
And funnily enough, it was referenced in, I think it was the Solo movie.
Of all things.
Of all things.
Wow.
Which was also pretty crap.
I think it was like Emilia Clarke's character was like, oh yeah, I trained with the
knife. Oh yeah, yeah, I remember. And I remember like, people going crazy for that reference. And I was like, I don't even know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's bizarre, like referencing like a single entry game that was like dog shit. I don't get it.
Horrible.
Then we got, okay, it gets better because we got Star Wars Empire at War, which was a real-time strategy game.
Yeah,
on the
that
PC
was sick.
Was fucking sick.
Yeah,
that was cool.
The only qualm I had with that, and it was at a time where I was playing Age of Empires, and you got Age of Wonders and things like that, is the fact that you couldn't free-form build your base. You had to build your base on set panels.
Yeah,
but apart from that, it was awesome on like a galactic conquest pushing across the galaxy.
Yeah,
as
I used to love that little map about all the planets and the galaxies, and you just moving through them.
Yeah.
And then I think there was like one thing where you had to go against like Yoda or something. That was so cool. It was really cool. Like, there should be more Star Wars RTSs. That's
I think it was a nice idea, especially now that they've got games like, I don't know, what I can't remember what it was called. Sins of the Solar Empire.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Something like that that's got much higher visuals.
Yeah.
And there's
was it Ashes of the Singularity?
That's it, sorry. Ashes. Which is just mental, the amount of detail on that screen.
Yeah.
But something like that in the Star Wars universe would be absolutely sick. Yeah.
All right, next one. All right, a bit of a quirky entry here.
Yeah, what is this?
Star Wars Yoda Stories.
I've heard of it, but
is that
I've
just
never
him telling you stories?
It.
No. So it was an interesting little experiment. Okay, there was another one in the Indiana Jones world.
Yeah,
I can't remember what it was called. That one, but basically
short round stories.
indie, my friend.
Wow.
Whoa, there it is.
Getting racial with
okay.
it.
Okay.
There were these little experiments that LucasArts was doing at the time, and I think the plan was to do for all the franchises and do many of them.
Yeah.
But they were, so imagine Windows 95.
Got it.
Okay, in your head, the desktop.
Yeah.
These were called desktop adventures.
Right.
All
right.
So you'd open it up, and there'd be like top-down little puzzle adventures where, in this one you're playing as, were you playing as Yoda or Solo? I can't remember. Whatever it was, maybe you're playing as Luke. I think you were playing as Luke, and Yoda was giving you tasks or whatever, and you're moving around trying to solve puzzles, you know, like push this, pull that, pick up that, place it there. And they had one for Star Wars, which was Yoda Stories, and they had one for Indiana Jones, and they were great. I fucking loved them. But it was like, so imagine Windows 95 and imagine opening up Minesweeper.
It
used to come up in that little tiny window.
It was like that.
It was like that in a tiny little window.
Oh, man.
And I think the idea was, like, as you're doing your work, you could, like, have it open in the little corner, play a bit of it, you know,
sort out
a puzzle, then do some spreadsheet works, do some cocaine, go back to
it.
You know,
okay.
Hey, it was the early 90s.
Yeah.
To keep you awake for the anticipation of Yoda's next door.
Yeah, exactly. I actually fucking loved that one. I wonder if anyone else has played it. Anyone listening? if you have played Yoda Stories or the Indiana Jones one, let me know.
I've never played it.
Hit me up on Twitter or on the comments on our YouTube.
Lads.
Yes.
My bladder is about to explode.
Oh, yes. Too much Lipton's ice.
Literally is. Oh, right. Can I run back?
No.
All right, we'll rattle through it quickly. We'll finish
That's
it.
All right. I'll be fine. Cut that out, by the way.
That's going in.
Come on.
All right.
Should never have mentioned it, really.
If the Indiana Jones gag with short round stays in, then your bladder has to stay in as well.
Yeah.
That's the deal.
Fine.
That's the deal.
Easy.
All right, I'll tell you what. Final one on the list, and it's my final entry in my three favorite Star Wars games.
Ever.
And that is Star Wars Republic Commando.
Wow.
Yeah,
Republic Commando
was great. So, first-person shooter. Okay.
Oh, it's first-person, that's what.
Yeah. But you had a squad with you, all right? And this was like set in the prequels. So you're a clone trooper, blah, blah, blah. And you're going through, you visit like Geonosis, you go against this, that, the other. It is so fucking good.
But it had like a squad cover, like a squad control system. Was it Band of Brothers? Brothers in Arms.
Like that.
Where you could tell your squad to go and hide behind a tree or hide behind
That's
a wall.
Cool.
It was really cool.
It had that.
Commandos.
Yeah.
A bit, but obviously not.
Yeah, but first person. Yeah. What was cool was like when you got to breach these doors to get into the next kind of like area.
Yeah.
So you could say, okay, you like hack that door to open up.
Yeah.
And you tell this dude, all right, when that door opens up, chuck in a grenade.
That's
cool. And you.
What was his on PC?
Yeah, yeah, it was on PC.
I played it on PC.
Yeah, I played it on PC. I don't know if it was on console. It might have been. It was so fucking good.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And it had that thing where you kind of, you're looking at it, but the visor is in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got like all the little HUD elements and everything. It's really...
Oh, I might have played it on the original Xbox, actually.
That sounds about right.
Original Xbox, OG.
But yeah,
the big green brick of the Xbox.
Guys, that is, I think, where we're going to leave it, right? Just a nice trip down Star Wars memory lane.
Mm.
I am terribly looking forward to Jedi.
Yeah,
4.
Me too.
I'm so beyond hyped for it. And I hope it's going to do it justice. And the film.
I'm looking more forward to the film than I am Fallen Order, I think.
On the 19th of December.
Yes.
Palpatine is back. There.
Supposedly.
Maybe.
He is.
Oh, it's either going to be his clone or it's going to be like a fucking hologram or a force
ghost. Yeah, it's going to be some crap.
Yeah, it's going to be a force ghost, I reckon. But Ian McDermott came out on stage, didn't he? So,
yes, he did, yeah. So it's confirmed that it's him. R2-D2
was nowhere to be seen there.
No. New droid, though.
Stupid droid. Yeah, well,
hey.
B1 or something.
Steady. Let's not have a go at droids. But I like
stupid
droids.
Thing. It looks like a hairdryer.
B01 or something.
Boy.
B1.
Or B1 or whatever. And they're called a buddy.
It's the year of the boy.
It's got this like circle mouth with a snout. It's like, rain needs to dry her hair.
Absolutely.
You don't like it. Right, guys. Well, with that, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. A little bit different, a little bit strange today, but hey,
weird.
You know what? We're just celebrating all things Star Wars.
Yeah.
Do get in touch on our Twitter and our Instagram at All Time Gaming TV. Send us some pictures, you know, like maybe purchase some of our glorious merchandise, which you can find at teespring.com/stores/ All Time Gaming TV or on our YouTube page. It's there under the description. And, you know, if you want to ask us questions on Twitter, reach out to us at All Time Gaming TV. And use the hashtag AskATG.
Yeah. Lovely.
And with that, guys, thank you so much for watching. Be sure to check out 101 Fats' channel.
Do it. I have lots of Star Wars videos on my channel.
Lots of Star Wars videos. We will link one.
Go on. I don't know which one it's going to be.
You'll send me a link. I'll just add it later. And with that, guys, thank you so much. And we'll catch you next week.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Goodbye.
All right, oh my God, I'm so done.
Sorry, dude.